library right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Welcome to Voices Cary Live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome. We're broadcasting from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. This is your megaphone and your microphone. What we do here is we kind of bridge the gap between social media and, you know, all the social medias out there, and then talking with your neighbor and just being part of the community and, you know, talking, looking over the fence and sharing stories and talking about the neighborhood, which is something we can all agree that we need more of. I had a problem with the streaming beforehand, and it had a my multi-streamer had an issue connecting with YouTube, and it kicked me off, so I apologize for that. But I know a lot of us watch later, and we don't watch live. So one of the things that I wanted to do with this program was, like I always say, bridge the gap and kind of close the loop between our voices. To where we're all heard, we all have a platform, and I wanted to make sure I'm not just doing a lip service with that. So what I've done is, if you see in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, it's really hard for all of us to join live. I don't have a set time for the program, so it's kind of hard to get that recurring viewer at the same time slot, which is fine, but I wanted to make sure that when I say, like, this is your microphone and this is your megaphone, it's actually true. So, excuse me. What I've done is we have a phone number here in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you have a question, I want to hear your voice. There's far too often I'll see something come through social media, and it's kind of like cryptic, and it's like, it's, I never know if it's kind of like, I just, I think we all want to just have our voices heard. So if you call in, leave a voicemail. We'll be doing live ones of this, but like we've done in the past, we called it Sleepless in Cary, which was fun. It's kind of a nod at Sleepless in Seattle, where they had a phone at the movie with Tom Hanks where they called in. I thought having it open to where you can always call in, leave a voicemail to some of your most pressing issues. Like I'll touch on issues, but I want to know like what is going on your street. What's going on in your neighborhood? What are some of your top priorities to where you want to have actionable results happen to see that it's ultimately your home? So like these are the things that we need to be talking about. So call the number on the bottom right hand corner of your screen. There's no COD, credit upon delivery. Credit on delivery. That used to be a big thing with call-in things. It's completely free. You can even text it too. But I want to, you know, have something to play. You don't have to leave your name. You don't have to leave. I won't share your phone number. You don't have to leave your name or address. Like sometimes, like when that's one of the reasons why. Like when you go to a village board meeting, you have to state your name and address. I think. One thing that could probably be done to kind of empower people to come into these meetings that I'm looking forward to implementing is to where you don't have to, I don't know if it's done on purpose, but it's like, come on up and tell us where you live. And then if you have the gall to say something bad, now we know where you live. Or voice your actual concern, not bad, but just your concern. And nobody, there's like a glass ceiling there that I want to break that glass ceiling to where, you know, if there is like a process to where you have to make sure that these folks are actually from the village, write it down, we'll have it and notate it. Yeah, that's something I want to get past. So that's why call the number, leave a voicemail. And play it on the air, answer the question, talk about it. And that'll actually help me get content for the show as well to where I can I can tailor it to, like, if I get multiple phone calls for the same thing, then that's what I'll focus on. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday. We got some snow coming into the area. There's nothing on the radar right now. But there's definitely stuff coming for Wednesday. I saw some schools actually saying that they're closing in preparation for it. And then also, when I was going through my feeds, I saw this. I'm going to be putting a playlist together of some of the shows that kind of really touch on the subjects that are, when I first started the show, it was kind of like current events and stuff. And now, I want to get into, you know, we all don't have a lot of time. Like a 3-4 hour podcast. Those are great. Like I don't mind doing those. If there's anybody out there that wants to come in and chat for 3 or 4 hours, we can set that up to where if it's providing value to the viewer and it's touching on subjects that we need to talk about, then I'm all for it and I'll reconfigure this. I've had a few people reach out, and I just want to make sure it's not about promoting, anything else except for elevating the waters so all ships rise. So when I saw the thing with the snow, you've seen in prior shows, I talk about, like we all know the Maplewood situation. I'm not going to go into the apartments about it, but the Maplewood situation, it's been 14, 15 years of limbo to where the village kind of left it up in the air of like, well, we don't know, like the district had a position to where they're like, we don't know what's going to happen with this property. We don't know what's going to get authorized. We don't know what's going to get approved. Do we put investment into this property? Do we not? So that needs to be addressed to where, because we've had 14 years of like, well, should we invest in this property or is this going to get moved? And when you're dealing with children and school buses and stuff, it's like, that's unexcusable. Like that stuff needs to get secured yesterday. And I saw this article come across. Catalytic converter stolen from Illinois district school buses, forcing students to stay home. And if they have the time to cut a catalytic converter off a school bus, there's plenty of time to do other things. And I'm like, we just need to secure that stuff up. That's one of the prime examples of when I say, when the adults can't get together and put all other, that's one of the beautiful things is that, like, I answer to myself and I answer to, when I say answer to myself, I mean, you'll never see a donation button. You'll never see a donation link. So instead of saying I answer to myself, I answer to literally you and that what you want to say here. So it's a slippery slope when you start taking money, and that's not going to happen because I've seen it. We've all seen it on a federal level state, local. It's like there's no time for it, especially now with how our landscape's changing. Like in front of our eyes, our landscape's changing. Our world's changing. Our currency's changing. So you're going to need to be heard. You're going to need to be heard and have a platform. So, I saw that come through the buses. Growing up, going through the school districts, amazing experience. 26-155, amazing. I see an opportunity for me to do something for that child. That I was that one day, waiting to go into kindergarten on my first day. So I'm sure as heck going to take that opportunity to do something. And it doesn't just stop with school buses. It's on a whole bunch of different areas. This is the next village meetings. This podcast is not, it's an independent venture from me to try to bring our community together and to, you know, you should always be trying new things. So I never wanted to do anything from the basement, from trying to run, like trying to run from and then not do anything. Like we've all seen that, and that doesn't work. So that's why I want to do even like if I put something out there that like the phone number, like we're going to be doing live ones like we've done in the past, like you can call and say anything. So it should never be from the basement. I never want to do that. So the next, so like I was saying, I'm not, this podcast is not affiliated with any municipality. It's an independent venture. But we do live village board meetings. We watch them. We thank our village officials for taking on that task to unify and build our community. And it's fun being part of it, to be part of, to put your head on the pillow at night and knowing that you're part of the community. I think that's a good feeling to have, especially if you have children. You know, you want to be able to shape the community in which they grow up in. So the next committee of the whole meeting and the village board meeting is at 6 o'clock on February the 18th at 6 p.m. So I like sharing that with you. We have a lot of opportunities and a lot of ability to be able to shout that from the rooftops that are underutilized. So I like to do my part in saying get involved. And we saw the Cary Grove High School do that about a traffic study. Excuse me. They did a traffic study to where students came in and presented, and that's amazing to get to flex that muscle of public speaking and getting up there and talking about the issues, I think that's an important barrier to break down, to where, not just for those select students, but for everybody, to put that wind in their sails, to know that, hey, you know, it's a tall building with cathedral ceilings, and there's people sitting at a desk. To not be intimidated by that, that we need to break that barrier down to know that this is a team effort, and it's going to continue and grow to be a team effort from here on out. So it's great to see that. And then, yeah, the phone number in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, call that, leave a voicemail. And I want to kind of start getting into the groove of hearing your voices. Voices carry. And then I'm going to be putting a playlist together of, it'll start as a YouTube playlist, and I'll share the link of all the shows that kind of really kind of have the finger on the pulse of what we need to be talking about, and what, at least what I have seen. There's still stuff that hasn't been talked about. I don't like using this platform as a podium to share personal like stories that I have, because it's like I've seen some unspeakable things that should never happen to anybody, and like that'll come out soon enough, but I never want to just use this as a podium for myself. I want this show was born for you, and here it is. So if you don't feel comfortable leaving a voicemail, leave a text. But let's get some voices. The voices of Carrie have entered the chat. And I enjoy every second of putting the show together for you. I know we can't all join live, but as you know, as time goes on, maybe we can. And I look forward to continuing this. I think it's important to have that dialogue. I think a lot of your when I was a firefighter, they said my first chief that hired me said, if you have somebody trapped in the house, put the fire out and your problems go away. So we need to we need to elevate the conversation to where we're all talking. It's a wonderful thing that I'm able to do this. One, that we have a country that allows free speech. At the moment in history, we're allowed to have a platform. We're allowed to speak freely. I'm very happy of what happens here. Like we don't like I never I don't like to, like, far too often we watch these national figures that have podcasts every day, and it's just literally them sitting yelling. And I'm happy that of how, like, the guardrails that we've set here is to actually talk as neighbors instead of just, you know, attacking or making accusations, or because it's not all bad. It's just we need to start talking, because there's a doom loop of if that loop is not full, problems grow. And we all know from the peer mediation corner, from if you grew up in Cary, and they had something called a peer mediation corner. So if you had a squabble with another student, you'd go to the peer mediation corner. It was this like long piece of paper that went through like questions that you would both have to go through. And yeah, I want to try to shift it to maybe a little bit longer form content, maybe to where like we bring on people to speak with, or we take voicemails, we take live calls. Yeah. So we broadcast live on X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and you can email me at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And you can also comment, but like I said, it's called Voices Carry. Let's have the voices of Carry enter the chat, leave your voicemail at the number below, and we'll talk about it. Let me know what you guys want to talk about. Have a wonderful evening, and tomorrow we got some snow coming, so fire up those snow blowers, and we will see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Play nice.